None but the hungry heart. 8:17. Lifeless law. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been given by the law. Galatians 3:21. Paul devoted 2 full chapters to establish our freedom from the fallen Adam. Romans 6 sets forth our freedom from the dominion of Adamic sin. Romans 7 explains our freedom from Adamic law. Whereas our liberty was won on the cross, it is worked out in our daily life and experienced by the Holy Spirit. On the cross, by the Spirit, in the Lord Jesus Christ. If ministers and teachers of God's word would set saints free and establish them in the gospel, let their preaching and teaching be based upon the 6th and 7th of Romans, the central theme of which is our union with the Lord Jesus in death and burial, and our resurrection and ascension with him into newness of life, where not the law but grace reigneth, where not the letter but the Spirit moveth the heart and life of the believer. Satan will fight most fiercely against such teaching, but no other will establish the Lord's people. If God has declared that we died, we did die. If God has declared us discharged from the law, we are discharged, and are hereby God's free children, new creatures, created after God in righteousness and true holiness. Our longing for conformity to the image of God's Son shall be confirmed and fulfilled by the Holy Spirit who hath been given unto us. No man can believe he has a right to walk freely and fully in the Spirit until he believes himself to be free from the law. Law cannot give eternal life, nor have, therefore, any control over it. But now we have been discharged from the law, having died to that wherein we were held. Romans 7:6.